What about the old-fashioned piece that would have maybe a one part where you could hang clothes up and another part with either drawers or shelves where you could put
oh,
things?
Would that be a wardrobe? Yeah, we call that a wardrobe.
Let's see, the little room off the bedroom where you hang things up, what would you call that?
Well, that'd be a closet, I guess. That's the only thing I remember calling, the room off the bedroom where you hang.
And did you ever call a wardrobe or any piece of furniture a closet?
Well, we call it a closet, yeah, but, well, a wardrobe, you see, years ago before they built houses, I mean, before they built closet in houses, they had this large piece of furniture which you call a wardrobe, and it would have hanging places on either, have a door on either side, it would have for hanging clothes, and then you'd have drawers underneath, and then maybe you'd have a storage shelves on top, there. Generally a pretty large piece of furniture, wardrobe.
Well,
you have different kinds of shades and blinds, and of course you have Venetian blinds now. Most people would have shades. I have some upstairs that they use shades, window shades, keep the sun out of.
Yeah, is the shade the kind that you pull down? That's one piece.
They go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I got one over here and this window over here.
You had a space up under the roof between the second ceiling and the roof.
Mm-hmm.
What would
mm-hmm.
you call that?
Well, of course, a lot of people had what they would call an attic, and form of attic. And of course, it depend on the size of the house, how it was. They used the attic. So some people had to sleep in the attic, I guess, but it's up in the attic.
And would there be a difference then whether or not it was actually a finished room or just the open space
yeah.
On the rafters?
Well, of course, a lot of people use it now even for storage in the attic. And
mm-hmm.
They have, now they have disappearing stairways that go up in them. They mostly use for storage.
What about a little room they had off the kitchen? It'd be like a closet but for storing canned goods and that kind of thing.
Well, they call your pantry. I never did see one off the kitchen. The pantry would maybe they could have them off. It'd be in the kitchen. You have a pantry, wouldn't you?
Would that be like a piece of furniture? Would that be?
No. Here's my pantry. Yeah.
We call this the pantry.
Well, that's what I meant by off the kitchen.
Yeah.
This is
the pantry. Too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the kitchen, but it's a separate room. So.
Yeah, certainly. Mm-hmm.
The thing you have to walk up to get to the second floor?
Well, the stairway, the stairs.
And if that was outside instead of inside, would you call it the same thing, or would you call it something different?
Well, I haven't had much experience on that. I imagine I would. I see a lot of them are outside. They still call them the stairs, I think.
Mm-hmm. What about this little thing out just outside your front door?
Well, that's a form of stoop, you mean, entry stoop.
And what if it went, say, all the way across?
Well, that would be a porch. I guess it's big enough you'd call it a veranda, depending on the size porch. Yeah.
Okay. Now, would that make any difference whether you put a roof out on it as to what you call it?
Well, it would to the extent of, you know, they have, of course now a lot of the places they have sun garden or sun deck up on the second floor or something like that if they don't have a roof on them.